I am often asked the following question. How do I know if I'm making the right choice? Actors would like to know how to play the character so that when they are acting, they have good ideas about how to play the character. The insecurity comes from not trusting your instincts. Sound confusing? Let's make it right. The choice is yours. On this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and videos for actors from a casting professional.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting partner Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I'm looking forward to sharing this with you because this is a question I get almost, I don't know, weekly, depending upon if I'm doing workshops or classes. Because you know what? I love teaching. And this question invariably comes up very frequently. So I thought, you know what? It's about time we do a podcast on this stuff. So here it is. We're talking about choice. How to make the right choice? How do you know you're making the right choice? And so I'm going to be sharing some thoughts with you about that. But first, this is that moment of the conversation. Wow. This is that moment of the conversation where I get to say thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. It's an absolute pleasure to be bringing you these podios, these podcast videos. I encourage you to check out the website, Casting Actors Cast, alloneword.com. You're going to find some really cool stuff on the website. If you fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool, that will open up a couple of freebies for you. One is a book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio. The other is a 20-minute video, Casting Secrets, What They Don't Tell You. Those are absolutely free. Additionally, you'll see that I've made a little bit of an announcement on the landing page of the website, and that's because I've partnered up with Creative Coaching Partners with their online courses, and they've requested that I provide an online course, which I have done, called The Art of the Audition. And I encourage you to check out that link that I put on my website, because if you go there, if you click on that link, it gives you a code that will give you the course for 50% off. So this is for sale. This is a course that you would be taking, but it's all about the audition process. Never before have I put together such a concise and helpful way that you can feel more confident and more comfortable about auditioning. Additionally to that, I put together handouts for each of the modules on the art of the audition. So you can really follow along. You can use and go back to that course as often as you like, and it's there for you to check out. So I'm excited about this partnership, and I would love for you to at least check it out, see if this is something that is of interest to you. In the meantime, I'm going to keep on making podcasts, podios, podcast videos. Also, check me out on YouTube, if you will. I'd love it if you could leave me a thumbs up or a like wherever you get your podcasts. It means the world to me, especially on iTunes. An iTunes review means the world to me, and also continues to reach out to folks who might not know about us on Casting Actors Cast. So thank you very, very much. Oh, finally, my shout out to my good friends at actorsconnection.com/New York. Do check out their online as well as their in-person classes. All right, let's talk about ideas for making the best choices for characters. Here are some things to think about. When working on material, whether it's for class, whether it is for an audition. Number one, script analysis. It's really valuable to thoroughly analyze the script to understand the character's motivations, the background of each character, and the relationships of each character. And I've said this before in some podcasts, but I love the acronym PIRR. Plot, intention, relationship, reaction. P, what's the plot? What's the story being told? I, the intention, but not the character's intention in the scene. Why did the writer write this scene? So if you understand why the writer put this scene in the project, then you'll have a better understanding about the tone and the mood that you can bring to the scripted material. So that's plot, intention. The third letter is R for relationship. What's the relationship between you and the other character or characters in this scene? Are you adversarial? Are you friendly? Do you love each other? Do you hate each other? You get the idea. So once you understand what the relationship is, and many, many auditions are just two-handers, right? You and another character. Making that choice and that decision is very empowering. Now, I put in a final R, P-I-R-R. The last R is for reaction. Too many times, I see actors really working hard on the script, but they pay less attention to what the other character is sharing. And that's challenging sometimes, because we need to see how what you're hearing is affecting you. And so the reaction you have to the information given by another is extremely valuable and great source of choices that you can make within the scene. All right, moving on from number two, research. This is valuable, I think, especially on those period pieces or pieces from another time. Do your due diligence and conduct research on the time period, the setting. What is the cultural context of the play or the film to inform your character choices? You have probably had this experience, but if you're watching a costume drama, you know what I mean by that, the period piece, and they're all wearing period costumes, and they all kind of talk in a very heightened sort of manner. You've probably seen this where there are actors who just really have an excellent command of that time period, and it's very logical and very easy for them. Conversely, you've probably seen actors that were a little too contemporary for those costume dramas. That's what I'm talking about, making choices based on your research of the period. I can't stress that enough and how valuable that is over time. And number three, character work. Why not develop a detailed backstory of your character? See, when you understand the character's desires, when you understand their fears and their relationships with the other characters, it really helps shape your attitude, your emotional state of being, your presence. All of those are contributing factors to making really interesting choices for the character that you are playing. Let's move on from there. This is number four, director's vision. If you have an opportunity to do this, you might not know, but you could certainly get some information from the character breakdown for the audition, for example, if it's an audition. The director's vision. If you could collaborate with the director to understand their vision for the character and the overall production, you are in excellent shape. Now, if you don't have that opportunity, and let's admit it, most of the time you don't have that opportunity, but you can glean, certain elements in that breakdown that might help you understand the overall production value, the overall vision of the project. Also, some research on the director in terms of past projects that they might have worked on might give you some insight into how you're going to play your character in this production. So I know it sounds like a lot of work, but boy, oh boy, is that time well spent. I just said boy, oh boy. I'm feeling so old suddenly. Let's move on from there. Number five, physicality and voice. Consider the physical and the vocal aspects of your character. How does your character move? How does your character speak? How does your character carry themselves, especially in the scene that you are working on? You see, we change our physicality every day. Sometimes we're feeling strong and good and we feel like we are on top of the world. And then other times we're gut punched and we feel defeated. That affects ourselves physically. Vocally, it is the same thing. So how you carry yourself, how you speak are all elements to spend a little time on as you're working on the choices for how you're going to play the part. Number six, experimentation. I think it's so valuable to be open to experimenting with different choices during rehearsals or during your preparation time if it's an audition. Discover what works best for the character that is interesting and that is unique and that is coming from you. Stay away from thinking in terms of cliche. Stay away from terms of thinking that it reminds you of a character that you've already seen on the screen. That's not healthy. Think about it. How many hours of film and television have you seen in your lifetime? I see this happening all the time where actors are literally trying to act like what they experienced when they were watching a project or a show on television. Stay away from that. Come up with your own unique ideas that fit into the world, but also fit into your own sensibilities. The more information I get about you, the more colors on that palette. All right. Number seven, feedback. It's important that you do get some feedback from other directors, from fellow actors, from coaches, just to simply refine those choices and to enhance your performance and perhaps even challenge you a little bit about the choices that you are making. That will help strengthen and secure your choices, and that will be a confidence builder as well. So don't omit that step. You see, honestly, confusion really does happen when the actor says, "I wonder what they're looking for." Honestly, the truth is, the better choices are the ones you feel are interesting and creative, they're spontaneous, they're meaningful, and they include listening to your gut and to your own good taste and judgment. Ultimately, making the best choices for a character involves a combination of understanding the material, collaboration with your creative team, and a willingness to explore and take and trust the risks you choose. I hope that this has been helpful for you. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. You've been listening and watching Casting Actors Cast. We'll see you next time.
Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.